Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's quince.com/upgrade.
Since 2013, Bombas has donated over 100 million socks, underwear, and T-shirts to those facing homelessness. If we counted those on air, this ad would last over 1,157 days. But if we counted the time it takes to make a donation possible, it would take just a few clicks. Because every time you make a purchase, Bombas donates an item to someone who needs it.
Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST, code ACAST.
This ad is sponsored by ByHeart. ByHeart is an infant nutrition company built from the ground up to deliver real innovation on behalf of babies and parents. Their mission is simple: make the best formula in the world. One thing Nat and I do well is have fun. Fun is our chance to let loose, be silly, connect with friends, and live in the moment. Whether it's in our backyard with family and friends or on tour with all of you, we will never skim on a fun time. And you know who else doesn't skim? ByHeart, especially when it comes to your babies. ByHeart is the only American-made infant formula with globally sourced ingredients to use organic, grass-fed whole milk without a drop of skim. Whole milk is full of healthy fats like naturally occurring MFGM, which play an important role in babies' brain development and growth. And you know what else they don't skim on? Protein. Their patented protein blend gets closest to breast milk thanks to the two most abundant proteins found in breast milk, plus broken down proteins. Curious about ByHeart? Redeem your welcome offer at byheart.com/podcast with code unfiltered20 for a limited time. Additional terms and conditions apply.
I've heard people who've kind of like gone, let's say like grew up the way I grew up, where it was like, which is a lot of people where it was like the parents are busy. They're not into talking about what's going on or why you're nervous or why you're feeling this way or why your tummy hurts. And say like, I grew up, you know, and you hear them and they're like, you know, nobody talked about feelings in my house and nobody dealt with this stuff and nobody acknowledged that I had a learning challenge or I was this, I was that. And that's a big narrative, right?
Drop it like a hat, drop it like a hat, drop it like a hat.
Natalie, what do I do?
I hope it's giddy giddy.
It is Tuesday with Kat and Nat, and that just means that you're chit-chatting with us.
I'm going to take one more bite of salad, but I'm not going to give you ASMR. See, the thing is...
Well, we were just... She's like... Okay.
You're making me laugh so hard.
She's... all your kids are like me, too. Like, they're all like... It's
Max
like,
is not. Max and I are the same. Max and I...
No, but he talks about you like that.
But he does the same thing. Him and Mark's like, what the hell? Watch, ask Teddy, up and down. Well, no idea where he's going, but him and I... are like two circles going like this, and Chloe and Olivia are at the front door waiting, and so is Mark. So it's the two of us and then the three of them.
I have lots of experience with this because someone in my family is very like that, and I worked with them and I live with them and I'm used to it. But it's like when someone goes, okay, let's go, okay, come on, let's go, and then you're like, okay, so you like grab your shit and you're like, we're going. And then they go and they put a piece of toast in the toaster.
You're really good with me, though.
You know what? The best thing for me to do is... Oh, and then the best thing for me to do is actually just sit and wait till I actually see you walk out the door.
You're really good with me, though.
And then often you have to walk back in because you forgot something. It's exactly like this person that I like to spend all my time with.
Maybe I should try a 40. Will that help me?
It's not that.
Just distracted.
it's not even that.
It's like, but I'm walking at this, but I'm like, oh fuck, I forgot to eat. I'm hungry. And if I don't eat, then I'm going to faint. And if I don't want to faint, I don't want
to. What I do is like, what if you think about it like this? Do what you've got to do, but don't pull someone into your schedule.
I
know you don't mean to, but imagine you were thinking about them.
But I forgot to eat last minute.
I know, but imagine you were thinking about like, I'm going
to
like.
So don't say anything, but I'm ready to go.
Don't say anything until you're ready.
But I'm ready. I'm ready. I'm actually ready. And then I'm like, oh my God, I forgot. It's usually I forgot to eat.
So then I guess you would say, you know what? I'm going to need another 10 minutes. I need to eat.
So communicate with you that I'm not ready.
Yeah, because the person is like, I'm now like at your beck and call waiting for you and you're not ready.
From my perspective,
yes,
I was ready.
Mm-hmm.
And then I'm like, oh, I forgot. I'm going
to
go. So
it feels to the person that you're not really considering them. And it's really just about your schedule.
Right. And that's right. That's marriage 101 is that the one person is like, oh, fuck, if I don't do this, then I'm going to be cranky and I'm going to faint. And then it's going to be their problem. It's kind of like, you know, if you're going to eat fried food, it's my problem too.
But so, we all know it.
Now you know it too. When I say I'm ready,
and then
I'm not
ready.
The
other tricky thing is then you'll be like, okay, she's not really ready. I guess I'll just sit down. And then all of a sudden you'll hear the door close and you'll be like, what? And then she's in the car. You're like, hey, you said you were ready. Now it's been 20 minutes while you had your food. And now you're walking out the door not saying that you're leaving.
Is we just did the ick podcast like last
episode. I wouldn't say it's an ick. It's
I know my kids, they know about it, me too.
Another one is you'll be like, I'm almost there. And if I had a tracker, I'm like, she hasn't even left.
Oh, usually I've left.
No. And then sometimes I'll text Olivia, be like, where are you exactly?
She lies too, by the way.
Well, then she got it from you.
Yeah, she's a liar sometimes. I'm like, you're lying to her. She's like, we're not there. We haven't left. I'm like, we're in the car. She likes to exaggerate the other way.
Yeah.
And she's like, oh, she was not ready. I'm like, oh, I'm going to start filming this in the morning because now she's the one. Chloe and I are in the car and we're waiting for her. She's like, can you ping my phone? Can you ping my phone? She decided to French braid her sister's hair this morning, which took so long from the top to the bottom. I was like, okay, girls. And she wasn't ready. Anyways, welcome to our We've Got Issues podcast.
We've Got Issues. And speaking of issues, I had touched on the fact that I went away with my girlfriends and they had seen on social that I'd said, and I told them that I had gone off of my sertraline, which some of them didn't know, but sertraline is Zoloft if you're looking for like the commercial name for it.
And there's other ones too, right?
Yes, but a lot of them are under Zoloft. It's
tricky.
Yeah. It deals with like, basically for me, like anxiety, but there's a few things underneath it.
but I like that skirt. Few things.
I don't know why other people take it.
Depression, I think, maybe.
Yeah, it's not a hard depression one, though. I think social anxiety.
Mm.
Like the commercial for Zoloft used to be these little balls going to a party and how they couldn't go to the party because they had social anxiety, and it was a Zoloft commercial, and it was this like really relatable for people who are, you know, what I used to call shy, because shy and social anxiety kind of, you can pretend they're the same name.
If you want to give it a label.
Like, to me, they're kind of the same. Like, when I didn't want to have to meet people or be alone with people, when I was younger, it was shy. But when it's older, it's social anxiety. It's like, whatever. So I ended up not being able to get my pills. I'm like, why? Were you trying to get off? I'm like, no. It's like my doctor was tricking me. I was like emailing the doctor and saying, I need my prescription. And then I'd go to the pharmacy and they'd be like, it's not here. Then I'd call the front office of the doctor and they're like, well, he's not here today. But first thing tomorrow morning, I'm like, do you understand that this is the kind of pill that like you have to be on every day? And if you get off of it, it takes a long time to like get back into your system. Like, this isn't a joke. This isn't like I'm looking for a
nicotine, a Nicorette.
Oh, they would probably need that too. But like, I need, like, this is a problem. I've been on off it for like a month.
A Tylenol.
So, exactly. So I'm like, I went to the pharmacy so many times and they're like, we don't have anything here. So finally I ended up getting it. And it was a crazy ride, but it was just so crazy how I know a lot of people live like that with their feelings all the time. Like, easily cry at happiness, sadness, snap quickly. Just like emotions are at the forefront of who they are, like really close to the edge. And then other people can really manage them and like ease into them well, which is a better way, I think, to actually live your life, because people around you shouldn't, and you shouldn't have to feel so much and so sharp.
An emotional liability, you mean?
Yeah, it's an emotional liability. Like I would have like, if I wasn't on them these days and I was working, like, let's say in an office with a team of like 20.
You'd cry at the meeting.
I might also snap. I'd be maybe like, I wouldn't be able to. I'm like, if they were doing a really shitty job, I'd probably fucking tell them.
You'd probably be a really good boss.
Or a really, like, that one. But at least you would know what you'd get because it would be consistently.
I know a few people who should go on it then.
Yes, exactly. People that are like fly off the rocker too quickly, they should be on it. Now that I got back on it, I feel like so much more normal. Like, I don't feel like as mad or as like sad. And but one thing that I feel like happens sometimes is when everything is a little bit more numb, sometimes physically things will come out. Right.
You're gnawing on your thumb.
But because I feel like.
Like this, ready?
I feel like it's still there, but I can't feel it, but my body still knows. And that's why I feel like it happens. Or like the shaking of the leg.
And arm. Today it was both. It was everything. Right. It was shake, 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 shake. I'm like, what's going on over there? Yeah. And then
inside, it feels so much calmer.
So you just give everyone else anxiety around. I'm like, are you okay?
Well, my mom always just puts her hand on my leg and she's just like, stop. I'm like, okay.
You know, that doesn't bother me. It just feels like you were like just wigging out there for a minute.
Yeah, I was wigging out. So anyways, I had said I my whole life, I don't know when kids go on these things. I mean, I feel like I'm kind of thankful that it was never like given to me too early because I had to endure so many uncomfortable situations for so long that I feel like if I had been medicated during that time, I don't know if I would have been able to build some of the things that I have.
They go on them usually when it impedes on their life. Like they can't go to school. They can't, like when they can't leave the house, when they can't, you know, when they want to do something and they can't.
I mean, if I had been on them throughout my whole life, I probably would have been a lot more enjoyable and a lot less stressful.
Who were you stressful to?
Oh, I was just like stressed all the time. I was like overthinking. I was nervous. I was shy.
Did you hide it well?
Yes. Yeah. I would just go quiet and carry on, right? But I think that it's important that I went through them because now I know you can survive no matter what, but now you just don't have to do it
so intensely.
Especially with so much more going on in your life, right? Before I only had to worry about controlling my emotions. Now there's so many people around.
Called like children.
Like children. So it's like, can't just focus on yourself when you have a whole life going on. But I went on them when Taylor was 5 months. It had got to the point where I couldn't live my life normally. I couldn't stop crying. I was exhausted. I was overwhelmed. My brain was shaking, and that my doctor called my mom and was like, my mom called my doctor, and then my doctor called my mom. They basically like bring her in. And then I got them, and then my life got in so much more control, and I felt like I could handle the things that were put in front of me, where before I just, it was so overwhelming. It was like the water was constantly boiling, and it would only go down to like a simmer every once in a while, but it would never stop boiling. And it was like that all through the night, all through the day. Then the pills, I was like, oh, it's like you can logically look at something. Oh, I've got to feed the kid. I've got to put the kid to bed. I've got to make
the food.
You felt
more in control.
Yeah. It's like these, I can look at each job or thing in your life as a specific thing instead of looking at the whole thing as an overwhelming like volcano. Break it apart. Piece it out. It's not that big of a deal. It's not that deep.
It's not that deep.
And then I went off after Taylor because I thought it was just something I felt like very, everything was great. And then.
Wait, after Taylor?
Yeah, like an hour, a year after Taylor for a year. And then I was like, I don't need this anymore. And then had Teddy and then had Tucker and then had TJ. And that's when it boiled again when TJ was a baby. But I probably should have stayed on it the whole time.
Yeah. Why'd you go off it?
Because I thought at the time it was just something that you take when like until things calm down.
Like a moment rather than a lifestyle. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I thought it was like I was taking it because of a situation that I was having from postpartum, but not because it was me. I didn't realize that that was actually me all the time. It was just magnified when I was exhausted and overwhelmed.
Do you remember? Wait, we'll take a quick break and I want to know, do you remember being little with it?
Hey, it's Ryan Reynolds and I'm here with Keith, co-star of my upcoming film, If, only in theaters May 17th. Do you want to tell people the big news?
All right, I'll do it. Sign up now and you'll get unlimited for $15 a month and 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan on us.
Mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 equivalent to $15 per month. Unlimited over 40 gigabytes per month. Face lower speeds. Videos at 480p. Active Mint customers by 5/31/24 get 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan. Auto renews after 6 months. Offer ends May 31st, 2024. Separate Paramount Plus registration required. Terms and conditions apply if rated PG.
Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number Smart Beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 50% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition smart bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
Do you remember being like young? Like
being really shy.
Yeah.
And nervous to do things, but I always did them. You know, push through. Not little, but like I remember thinking like I looked at people who were just really carefree. Oh, when you said when you were really little, did you feel that way? I only would describe it as shy, and it was fine. When I was in junior high, I would sweat a lot through like my shirt and my underarms, but not because I was hot. So I would, and I was in a uniform and our freaking button down shirts were off white. So
you could see everything.
So I, even in the summer, you could wear like a green V-neck sweatshirt over top. In the hottest of days, I would never take off the green sweater. And I wasn't hot. It was my like anxiety that I would sweat.
I guess for parents, I mean, that's why we made the common parent. But there's like actually criteria. Always go talk to your doctor because they are usually like, what's like if you can't go to school,
mm-hmm,
if you can't like, the, yeah. But you were surviving. But when you had kids, it's like you couldn't survive. It's like you couldn't sleep mm-hmm. through the night. You couldn't get mm-hmm. through the day. Mm-hmm. So that's why you had to switch.
And so there was things that I knew that, and I remember my mom just being like, she would just look at me and she would see me being silent. And she would just be like, you're fine. Instead of like, you know, like, are you nervous? Don't be nervous. It was just like, she'd be like, you're fine. But actually that was really comforting to me because it was like, if I sat and I talked about it, I think I would have gotten overwhelmed with myself and I might've cried.
So there's a whole nother genre coming out right now.
So I was just like, when she's like, just, you're fine. I was kind of like two things. One, I recognized that she recognized that I wasn't okay, which sometimes surprised me because I wasn't saying anything. And number two, it was also kind of a like, you're going to do this and you're getting out of the car and you're doing that thing that makes you feel uncomfortable. And there's no choice.
You know what I came to realize? Because I keep getting, I go on social media as a consumer because I find it interesting. As a consumer, I mean, we consume content. And it's important as a content creator to consume content because you can kind of, I don't know, it's sort of like it's like going to a conference. Really, it's like going mm-hmm. to a conference to see, you have to learn yourself what, you have to feel what's happening in order for you to talk about what's happening. You always have to make your own content. Side point. If that's a thing.
Side note. Off the point. I digress.
I was watching a lot of the TED Talks. Now, I tell my kids all the time, TikTok is not news, nor is it factual. Some of it is, some mm-hmm. of it isn't. But often there's conversations, and there was a conversation on there. And a few things. That we are at we have never had so much mental health, but we've never had so many resources and we've never had so much information, but mm-hmm. we've never had so much of it. Mm-hmm. So someone's like, you know, if we talk about this all the time, mm-hmm. and if you are always like, you begin to think you have a problem, mm-hmm. even if it's just developmentally normal for your kid to go to their room and spend hours in their room as a teenager, like I spend hours in my room. Mm-hmm. as a kid and I wasn't depressed.
Mm-hmm.
I was moody. I was angsty. Mm-hmm. But I was in my room mm-hmm. just for hours. I didn't mm-hmm. go out of my room. I was mm-hmm. like, why do I want to go talk to my parents when they're going to tell me to go clean something up or
yeah.
do something?
Yeah.
So I think, you know, you're making the point of your mom saying, okay, listen, carry on, because there were no other options. Mm-mm. She couldn't, there was no diagnoses. It was just like, and I'm not saying that mental health is not a real thing. I'm just saying it's an interesting concept to hear people say, and it's more than one person. The more we sit in this, the more we beat the shit out of it, the more we ruminate about it. Of course, people are going to begin to be like, I have that. I feel that. And that's all we talk about, because scientifically, if you talk about the same thing, you begin to believe it, because your brain mm-hmm. actually can't separate from what's mm-hmm. you're telling it versus what's true. So it's just going to.
Which is exactly manifesting.
Self-talk. So I was like, you know, that's why. Talk about the common parent again, but it teaches you what's developmentally normal. Mm-hmm. So you're not going into, I think we're all fearful.
We're scared also, like, that we're not going to catch it if we don't look into everything, or it'll be too late. And then we didn't fix it.
Were there signs?
Yeah, yeah.
And so I think that when you see developmentally what's so appropriate and age appropriate, it gives you almost like a peace of mind. And I was talking on Instagram about starting, like, a lot of the things we talk about does relate to tweens because it's relationships, but I just don't think they express their behaviors the same at a younger age because they still want to please you.
Mm-hmm.
So tweens, they begin to kind of push you a little bit mm-hmm. to be like, let's see what I can get away with. But still at the end of the night, they want to love you and mm-hmm. you want to love them. Mm-hmm. Teenagers are just kind of like, I don't fucking care.
Mm-hmm.
So
I have my friends to say goodnight to me. I have my friends to laugh with.
I have my phone.
With.
I love it.
Yeah.
So I think that when you have a tween, you begin to be like, what the hell? And we start the conversation of, oh, there's these problems. It's a thing. And I think if we rephrase in the common parent, what is tween behavior and why is it normal? I think I would have signed up for that with mm-hmm. my first one, because I feel like you think they're so sassy. They're so this.
Well, it's also kind of, it's really hard to say between tween and teen as well, because like I've just looked at my four kids that live in my house. It happens at different times.
Yeah. Like she means like the same kid at eight, the first kid at mm-hmm. eight versus the fourth kid at mm-hmm. eight could be eight and not be in the same
yeah.
phase that they were. One could have done it when they were six and one could do it when they're four fucking teens.
Yeah.
Literally.
Yes. There are 8 year olds that are still babies, you know, and then there's 8 year olds that are like, you know, getting their period, getting pubes, like being more mature. It's just like, you got to be prepared is really the key, is you have to be prepared for it all.
And even just anxiety, or, you know, there's always hot words going around, or hot like diagnoses going around, where you'll see it and it'll be like a trend on social media. And it's just like everything, because social media makes things trends. You begin to be like, did you hear? Did you know? Oh my God. And then it becomes your, panic, where you're like, did I miss that? Am I going to do to my kid that? Do I have that? And I think that we're in a state of emergency as parents constantly because of what we think they could get or they could have.
And I think also, like, I've heard people who've kind of like gone, let's say, like grew up the way I grew up, where it was like, which is a lot of people, where it was like the parents are busy. They're not into talking about what's going on or why you're nervous or why you're feeling this way or why your tummy hurts. And say, like, I grew up, you know, and you hear them and they're like, you know, nobody talked about feelings in my house and nobody dealt with this stuff and nobody acknowledged that I had a learning challenge or I was this, I was that. And it's like when someone's story, it's their narrative, right? Or so the way that I look back on it is like, because of the way that I just carried on, I felt like I was pushed to do things that were outside of my comfort zone. But then in the end, I survived and I'm thankful that we didn't, like, I don't look back and say, I wish it had been different, you know, because it is what it is. And I didn't need to sit down and go through it.
I would like to go back and do high school again.
Oh, sorry. Would I like to go back and do high school again? Yeah. I mean, like, I wouldn't want to go back to my parents and be like, you did this wrong.
Oh, no. But I wish I could go back and know what I know now and do what. And, you know, I was saying to someone in my life, a teenager recently, and I was like, oh, my God, I could write a book on, like, girl relationships, just like I could be like, this is what's going to happen next. This is what they're going to do next. And this is how you have three ways to handle it. And I was like, I wish I could just go back and be you for one second, and just for a day, and just go and just show you. I wish we could share a body for a second, and I could be half a brain and you could be the brain, and you could watch how easy it is. But that's called growing up. How easy it is when someone's fucking with you to fuck right back. But nicely.
So many movies,
I know,
do that. But like,
they can't do it till you're older. It's called, like, high insight. There's
so many teenage movies that show you that.
Yeah.
Like, the lesson is exactly that.
But I don't think, but I want them, I want to go and show them, you have to live it with the person in your life, because it's like teenagers are like, it's only me. Not only me. It's this one thing. And I was just like, oh.
I thought you meant like going back and living high school. I would. Because
oh, no, I would love to go do that too. No, I'm saying I would. There's so many things I wish I could go do. And then I would love to go back into high school. I'd love to go back into high school.
I wasn't the prettiest, but I had a really good time in both of the schools I went to high school. Like, I don't have bad memories. I would absolutely go back and do that again.
Yeah, I would go back and I would actually go to school.
I would understand that,
how to try
and how learning can be fun. That took a long time to realize. Yeah. That took till I was,
and how,
like,
to approach things.
22.
And how not to, like, really not that deep. Like, what's
and
not that deep?
Like, how to get involved in the school. Like, how many things the schools had to offer that we didn't, like, I didn't participate in. I participated in so many more things than other people. But maybe I would have taken it more seriously. Maybe would have practiced more or tried harder.
I know.
Not that, you know, and I... When we look back, people are like, but everything turned out great. Yeah, it did. But wouldn't it be fun to try it again a little bit different and see how it goes?
And my daughter's like, graduating high school is not that big a deal. I'm like, it's actually a very big deal, because not everyone does it.
I would have searched out different guys to date.
Yeah, me too.
There's one in particular I probably would have gone and tried to date now, just because I see where he's at now. But our high school did not produce a lot of, like, wow, that guy really turned up after high school. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, I don't know many of them. I'm like, I couldn't even...
The girls, I saw them turn up.
I could name four people from high school, boys.
Oh, just total?
Total.
I think I could name every single one of them.
I know, that's where you and I are different. Mm. I just sort of went, I mean, I left very early. Mm-hmm. But I would like to go back and be like, it was so fun to go and, like, study.
Mm.
Like, actually know what you're doing. Know how to do it.
We're not taking any math, though. Because that's just stupid.
Yeah, wouldn't
that take... is the stupidest thing I've ever seen. Math is so stupid.
And harder than ever.
And this is so bad because, you know, we have a friend who's really, really passionate about math and girls and math. I would really like her to tell me what is the fucking importance of that thing that you showed me that Olivia was doing. And to the 3+, all that, like, what, why is that important in life?
Yeah, I don't know.
Never heard anybody need it.
Yeah, no, I've never needed it.
I find science would be a lot more interesting now. My brain could understand science better.
Ooh, that's tricky. She was trying to explain something to me. I'm like, yeah, no.
Oh, maybe not that then.
Yeah, not science. No. Just no. Like, actually, you'd be great at it. But me, fuck no. No, I'm like this. What, you know what they should do? I really appreciate my little one school, because, like, math is taxes, and math is like, like, what, how much GST, yes, what are taxes, what's an income tax? And then when they're talking about money, it's not just like, count this and Johnny went to the store. Like, it's very, everything's very practical. My son did, like, the stock market, which I think was really
best.
Cool.
I don't know why everyone doesn't do that.
Practical, but wouldn't really good. But I think that they should have done really true life, where you get to go to the store and, or you open store. I think my daughter's school does do that, but, like, more hands on. So you're not just reading from a book. Mm. Like, you're not just reading, like, they're not just sitting there. You're like, I would love
activation station. We went to this high school tour, and they were saying that for their, like, finance, the school actually somehow raises a bunch of money. And then the team, the finance team, is actually allowed to invest the real money. Uh-uh. Yeah. And, like, create something. I don't know where, like, they don't get to get the money themselves, but to actually practice with real money.
I need that now.
I know.
I'm going to tell you guys a really big secret, and people are going to get so mad at me, but finances give me so much anxiety. And I know.
No, it gives so many women. So many women have no idea about finances. And it is,
I mean,
or
I know
one
how
of the
to
partners.
Find it. I know how to, like, I have my own money invested. I just, when they talk about, It makes me feel like I just.
And also, it's really the truth of the matter is that it is it's really complicated. Money isn't just money, and the idea of investing and long-term game, and even like in our country, we have RESPs and RSPs. Ugh. And basically our government gives us free money for education if we save for it. If you don't use it for education, you have to give the money back. But like, they give you, I think, 25% of what you put in, up to a cap of 50, but like
$50,000.
Yeah, up to a cap of 50.
Yeah, your wife can't do that because she's American.
It's for children.
I know, but there's something I can't have, but it's in our name. We put the money in.
Well, your husband could have an RESP for his children.
I feel like he can't. We went through this whole thing with all the people. I'm going to have to look into that, but we really like doubled down and looked into
it. And I actually heard about a grandparent opening up an RESP for their kids. So anyone really can.
Yes. Yeah, that should be true too. That should happen. I think I said that. Anyways, like that Mark should do it. Anyways, fuck. You know what? I'm going to take a quick break. I'll be right back.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe came along and changed everything. With Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. Now I can accept in-person, contactless payments right from my iPhone. No extra hardware required. What's truly remarkable is how I can cater to all of my customers' payment preferences, whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets. Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe ensure a smooth checkout experience every time. And it's not just me. Stripe helps businesses of all sizes, from local markets to global retailers, scale quickly and stay agile. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Yeah, no, I don't. Growing up is like, you know what? Nope.
I just, you know, if you're worried at all that like our kids will come back and be like, I wish you'd done it different. I hope that, and I understand some people have a really bad upbringing and that's a different story, but just like try to remember that your parents were doing the best that they could with like what they had, just like we're doing the best that we can. And maybe instead of, just hear so many people being like, when I look back at my childhood, all these things my parents did.
Oh my God, my kids, like, if they say that, I'm going to roll up and I mean,
so many people our age. I didn't realize what I mean,
if they say that when they're our age.
Oh yeah, no.
I will be.
You had the best life ever. Don't even.
Just stop it. Just stop it right
now. And I think it's
so
unfair to parents when they come and they're like, you know, I should have been diagnosed with this. You didn't look into this. You didn't do all that. I'm like, you're choosing to look back at your life and giving it a narrative. And I think we talked about this actually just in the podcast that was aired like a couple weeks ago, is that you get to choose what your story is, and you get to, and blaming other people for what it was,
so fucking tiring.
It's also not going to get you anywhere where you in your current life.
No.
So
that Lion King really had it right.
What the fuck? What happened? Did he kill his kid or kill his dad?
No. What? There was like a Kuna, like basically like fucking that they. It's like what was in the past.
Yeah.
Why is that? Why is that like still haunting you? It's like go forward, because listen, I'm not digressing from people's issues. Have them. I just, it is it's tiring.
Mm-hmm.
I'm tired.
And I'm also so used to hearing people talk about their childhood traumas. And sometimes I'm just like, and then I always am like, you know, sometimes I'll be like, what was that trauma? Yeah. I can't help but you sit there and say like, because it's, they'll talk about their family in lots of ways. And then they'll be like, but, and like my thing was, I was like, how bad was that really? Like, do you really want to look back at that and think it was negative? Or do you want to find like kind of the good in it and see where you are now and at, like,
exactly
how great you've become? So when I'm talking also about my anxiety, like as a child, I endured it all. And I know that I can do it no matter what. But now that I'm an adult, I found something that can help me. And I think a lot of people think that they're really, a lot of people like, okay, well, once I get things in line, I go off my medication. There's absolutely no reason to go off the medication. Often when people need it for something, they're just getting onto a level playing field with other people who can already manage these things.
You think I have anxiety?
No, not at all.
I don't have it.
No.
Would you know?
Yeah.
You would see it.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. No, I feel closer to like someone like you, not as far as what you are. Like, I don't feel as anti-anxiety. Like, I think that I'm still way more of an anxious person than you without the pills. Way more.
Oh, yeah.
But being way, you should never be way more anything. You know, it's like Kanye won't take his medication.
Yeah.
And he's so fucking out there, and like, he gives himself so many more problems than he needs.
Yeah. I don't really, and I don't know what stress feels like.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I don't know. I don't know what it feels like. Mm-hmm. I can't, when someone's like, I feel so stressed. I'm trying to be like, where do you feel it?
Mm-hmm.
Where do you feel it in your body? Mm-hmm. Like the stress, like in my, oh, when they get them, you're so stressed. What?
Mm-hmm.
Like, I'm like, okay. Someone's like, are you stressed? What? Mm-hmm. I'll never forget when I just had a baby. Mm-hmm. How are you doing? I'm like, I think I'm okay. Why does everyone keep asking me? Am I not okay? Mm-hmm. Remember I asked you, I'm like, mm-hmm. I'm fucking okay.
Yeah. I'm like, no, you're good.
Yeah. Maybe I'm dead inside.
I don't know. I'm sure there's other things. Everyone's got their things. You know what I mean?
I'm just like trying to be like, what should I feel?
Like anxious.
No, what should I feel daily? What do people feel?
When they're stressed?
No, like every day. Like do they go through like sometimes anxious? Like do people just live in a chronic state of something? Like a chronic state of, are stressed people
stressed?
Maybe
the way how you feel about making dinner is the way how people might feel about going to work.
Okay, people feel better.
Because you're like, oh, dinner. I start thinking about it in the morning and you're like, I don't want to do it. What's for dinner?
Yeah.
Like all those thoughts about dinner, mm-hmm. is what somebody might overthink about their job, their money, their relationship, their children, like that feeling, whatever you have. It feels big for you.
Annoyed.
I don't know what it feels like for you.
Yeah. It doesn't, I don't get heart palpitations.
You might not, you don't have to, it doesn't have to be stress that you're going to have a fucking heart attack just to feel stressed. Stressed is exactly what you feel like for dinner. That's how a lot of people feel about things.
So I do have it.
Yeah.
I have anxiety.
No, you don't.
I have stress. Anxiety.
Yeah, you have stress.
General stress anxiety disorder.
I have general stress disorder. And it's from the trauma of your life. And I think that we should go back and sit down.
It's, you know what,
sit down with your parents and really tell them all the things that they did wrong to make you this way.
I would have a meeting and if someone asks, I would let them know how I felt about what happened in my life with them, but I'm not going to hold. I'm not going to not be mad at you for it. I mean, I'm fine to clear the air with you if you want.
What it would also be nice, you know, with the people that maybe like should have conversations. If it's like, if the person is very unaware of what they've done. Okay. Yeah. So like I would say
those people don't care. Mm. Those people don't care.
But do you think that there's some parents who are like, a kid was like, this was so hard for me. And the parent is like, I never even considered it.
Yeah.
Like a real parent.
They don't. Yeah. Yep. They don't care because they didn't see it that way.
Oh, because they didn't see it that way.
If you have issue with someone and they don't care. If you've gone that long, they don't. I can tell you, don't waste your breath. You're carrying issues with someone who, if they can't see it, fucking waste of time. Like, don't even bother. Just let it go. And, you know, like, least path of resistance. And you're just kind of like, okay. Like, why fight with, if it's been going on your whole life, like, if you're an adult and you have an issue from a childhood and they're still doing it, you want to try to clear the air and make it right. But nope, nobody cares. They don't care.
Because they've gotten to an age where they should have at least been able to reflect.
I mean, yeah, or they never thought it was a problem. I think so many people try to resolve things that it's only their issue. So if it's your issue, resolve it for yourself, but don't hold everybody else accountable for it, because like that's your fucking issue. Mm-hmm. Don't make it everybody else's issue.
You don't have to take everybody down with
your issues.
Other people can either handle them on their own, or they're at peace with what it is.
I do really appreciate my brothers for that. Like I feel like we're all very much
you don't have to beat the shit out of the hard times.
Let's fucking move on. Like, it's just kind of like, we can laugh now. Like, that was fucking crazy. But I even said to my daughter, I said, you know, if both of them, when I was driving them, I'm like, if you're thinking about someone and they're irking you so much, you care about them a lot. The minute there's someone I just don't think about. I'm like, I don't fucking care. A few people. Really, it's kind of like an ex-boyfriend. The minute you stop thinking about them and you could see them and be like, oh my God,
it's so crazy.
It's sort of like you have let them go out of your life. Yeah. And if that person, when they're come up in conversation or they're around you, you just can't, you're like, oh, I hate them so much. They don't. No, you don't. You might hate them, but you deeply care about them.
You know, and an ex-boyfriend, for all of us to know what that feeling is like, you know, when you're like, well, when will I ever stop thinking about them? Well, or like a crush, when you have a crush, like, I think about them all the time. And all of a sudden, you're like, I haven't even thought about them in a while. Like, you really get released, and that person hasn't changed. And you haven't changed.
No.
Just the feelings go away because
that's
you no longer care.
Yeah. That's for family relationships. Mm-hmm. I promise you, you don't think you can let it go. Mm-hmm. You can 100% let it go. The minute you stop trying to hold people accountable, you want them to feel something. You never can make someone feel something. So the minute you're just like, oh God, life is so much easier when you just are like, fucking bye. Like, you put it on a boat and you're like, bye, or a cloud, whatever you want that thing to be. Parachute, don't give a fuck. It's got to go up though. Hot air balloon, fucking bye. It's so.
You know the one that must suck and does suck really bad?
What? Ex-husband?
Yeah.
Unless you can just choose the least.
No, I know. It's just, you know, be very careful, children, who you have kids with, because.
But the minute you stop.
Sorry, ex-husband. If you have children. Yeah.
But the minute you actually.
Go find your own happiness.
The minute you stop worrying about like what you can and can't do and make them feel and make them apologize and you're responsible. And the minute you're like, bye, the minute their behavior isn't like a level 10 for you every time.
Yeah.
They don't call you fucking well. I mean, there can be a lot of resentment. You can have a lot of anger for that person in your life, but you still care about them. Mm-hmm. And you can be mad that they're not doing that with the kids or not picking the kids up. Or I guess, you know, Mark worked so much when the kids were little. And I used to be so mad. And like, look what you're missing. And I kind of just began to be like, fuck, this your relationship, not mine. I'm not gonna be mad at it. And he figured it out. He figured it out quickly. But the minute I stopped fighting about it with him, the minute I was like, he kind of figured it out. The minute I stopped being like, you're missing out on the best years of their lives. And I was like, fuck it. You'll figure it out. I don't know. I think work harder on releasing what's bothering you than getting someone else to buy into what you think they need to fix.
Because your life is the one you're adding more. You're taking up space where you could just be having joy.
And you're just mad at them for something they never gave you.
Yeah.
And they never did. So you want them to give you something they never did. And so you're like, I'm gonna be so mad that you never gave me this, but they never gave it to you. So what's the fucking point?
Oh my gosh. I feel, I don't know why I got so lucky to be able to just
let
release my dad and not feel.
Oh, you're just fucking open that one up, didn't you? Right, a minute 30, you just fucking launched that bomb. Now everyone's going to be like, what the fuck does that mean? Love that. Love that, Natalie. Huh. Love that for you.
A can of whoop ass.
You just opened literally up the biggest can of whoop ass. That's amazing. Wow. Didn't know we were going there today.
I mean, we could do a part two.
That is okay. We'll do a part two because that was a real zinger. Everyone's like, pardon?